entertain public testimony on House Bill number 1054. Is there a proponent for House Bill 1054?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. My name is Ann Holzhauser. I'm the administrator of the Crime Victims Compensation Program. Briefly, the purpose of House Bill 1054 is to expand the types of expenses for which compensation can be paid under the Crime Victims Compensation Program. By way of brief summary, for those of you who are not familiar with the program, the purpose of the program is to provide financial assistance to victims of violent crime. The program is administered by the Department of Social Services, formerly by the Department of Corrections. It was moved to the Department of Social Services and acts under the guidance of the Crime Victims Compensation Commission, which by statute is given the authority not only to hear appeals of decisions made by the department, but to also set policies for the program. The program is funded entirely from money received from offenders, either directly or indirectly from offenders, the largest source of funding being a $2.50 surcharge, which is included in the court costs. Not all victims of crime are eligible for compensation benefits, and compensation cannot be paid for all types of expenses. The list of allowable expenses, those expenses for which compensation can be paid, are listed in 23A28B1, which is the section of the statute addressed by this bill. Examples of expenses for which compensation can be paid include medical treatment, counseling, lost wages, funeral expenses, and other similar expenses. What's not included in list are items such as security devices and mileage, which is what we're proposing to add in House Bill 1054. Many victims live in rural areas of the state. The cost of traveling from their home to the site of their treatment, whether it be medical treatment or counseling, can be burdensome for these families. Under the current law, the Victims Compensation Program could pay for the treatment, whether it be medical treatment or counseling, but wouldn't be able to pay for the mileage expense incurred in attending the treatment. Because of this expense, many victims and families may forego the treatment. Likewise, under the current statute, the program can't pay compensation for safety and security devices, such as new locks or motion detector lights. Absent such devices, the offender may have relatively easy access to the victim or the victim's residence, particularly if the offender resided with the victim at the time of or before the time of the crime. This fear that the offender may return increases the emotional trauma incurred by the victim. Installation of new devices, security and safety devices, can decrease this fear and possibly reduce the likelihood of further incidences of violence or intimidation by the offender. The bill again expands the list of allowable expenses to include mileage and safety and security devices. These categories, like other categories, will be subject to limits set by the Crime Victims Compensation Commission through their policymaking authority. Section 2 of the bill defines what is meant by safety and security devices. Although we are expanding the type of benefits for which compensation can be paid, there's no change being made in the eligibility requirements. In other words, we're not changing who may qualify for assistance under the program, nor are we changing the overall limit on what can be paid on behalf of a victim. The bill, again, just allows the program to pay the costs related to obtaining treatment, medical treatment, counseling treatment, and other things, and to assist in protecting the victim from further harm. Moreover, because the program is funded through other sources, there's no increase in general revenue funds required. By expanding the types of benefits to include mileage and safety and security devices, we can better serve the victims of crime in our state at no cost to the taxpayers, only to the offenders who have caused the injuries and who should be held accountable for their acts. With that, I take any questions that the representatives may have.
Any questions of the witness? Representative, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm not sure I understand how, if I understood what you said, it was that you're suggesting that this mileage is limited to going to counseling or medical treatment.
I'm suggesting that that's one of the areas that we would be able to pay mileage for,
but
yes.
There is, am I correct in that there is no limitation on what the mileage is for by the way this is?
That would be subject to the commission's policy-making authority. The Crime Victims Compensation Commission could designate what areas of in what cases we might be able to pay mileage, as well as the amount that could be paid. I anticipate that what would happen would be they would set a per mile amount. I think that what the state now pays is 29 cents a mile, and that we would use a computer, after verifying that the mileage expense was incurred, we'd use a computer program to calculate the distance from A to B and reimburse. It would be a reimbursement.
Mr. Chairman, can I follow up?
Yes, you may, Representative Marshall.
I understood that component, that there would be a, somebody would set a mileage figure and somebody would decide what the miles are. My question here is, what kinds would they also, okay, would this body that you're referring to also be determining what kinds of point A to point B situations
under what,
are allowed?
What circumstances it could be paid?
Yes.
Beyond mileage for to attend treatment? Yes, they would have the authority to do that. Other circumstances where I assume that they could consider allowing payment for mileage might be where, say the victim had children, one or more children, family members have to travel to pick up the children and take them back to their home for maybe temporary care while the victim is hospitalized. That might be a mileage expense that the commission would find appropriate.
Thank you.
Any further questions of the witness? If not, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other proponents of House Bill 1054? Proponents of House Bill 1054. Any opponents of House Bill 1054? If not, we'll close the committee to public testimony for committee discussion and or action. Representative Monroe. Motion made by Monroe to do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Michaels. Any discussion on the do pass motion? If not, the Secretary call the roll. Seconded by any discussion on the consent motion? If not, all in favor of placing 1054 consent, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1054 is on consent calendar. Representative Monroe, you want to discuss that with the Republicans, please. Representative Lachigal, you want to take that to the Democrats, that somebody has to.